Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. Special because we have a special guest, Sandy Stambaugh, who's the VP of Product Management at Cinex Corporation. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Hey, Gary, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Look, we've talked a few times actually in 2019 on my podcast. We actually met a couple of times in person. And Cinex Visual Solve has y'all had a great year in 2019. Can you kind of give us a review of what happened in 2019 kind of overall from your perspective?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. We had a very busy and a very productive year, in 2019 for sure. So, we, the beginning of the year, I think we actually talked about the fact that we had just recently launched an advisory council and that we had really received a lot of great feedback and guidance from those folks and really, you know, took that to heart. And so all of the activity that really took place in 2019 for our Visual Solve business was really directed by that. And so, we engaged more with our customers in the field. We aligned much more with our partners, including the associations that we're partnered with. We invested more in things like training, in professional development for our customers and, aligning with them to bring solutions to market for their customers. And then we also invested in, a lot of increased capabilities and at their request. And so, that advisory council has been just really key for us. And then the events that we've had, the engagement, the partnerships that we've maintained and built, it really helped us make 2019 a record year for our Visual Solve business.
Well, y'all sit in an interesting position in the industry because as a major distributor of AV products, but also IT products, but also UCC products and also digital signage products, you see trends coming way before most of us do. So, and what do you see as the major trends for 2020 based on where you sit?
Yeah, I think for us, I think you hear everybody right now, collaboration solutions is really, something everyone's talking about. But I do agree. I think Cinex is uniquely positioned in that we do have that capability. We've got a deep desk of folks in place just to support our customers. And so things like, delivering, complex solutions to the market, Cinex is really in a great position to help our customers simplify. And so we do that through things like, these bundled solutions, through enablement efforts. We train our customers on not just, brands as they're trying to sell a solution, but actually on positioning solutions where they may find pain points, things that they can do differently. And then they also have the ability to leverage, our infrastructure, as they're trying to, and one of the trends we're seeing certainly is, just that the network has become a lot more complex as we're, as these connected solutions are requiring, more bandwidth and less latency and, connected everything is kind of driving that. And at the same time, there's a lot of, security is required too, right? Everyone's talking about that too. And it's a real need in the market. And it can be confusing for those that haven't had a traditional business based on that. And so that's where the Cinex team is certainly, certainly poised to help our customers overall. And I think, you and I have spoken a lot this year, but over 2019, I really have worked hard to try to bring visibility to other parts of our business so that our customers know, where to engage and how to engage and, some of the investments that Cinex has made on their behalf to help them advance these, solutions and to simplify it for them.
Yeah, one thing that I thought might be interesting to address as well is how the demographics of our market is changing. The market is rapidly becoming younger, and that's shifting the way that we design and build systems, but also the way that people interact with systems. And we've seen it with the success of Zoom and other video platforms like Teams. Where do you see that fitting into the 2020 trends?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really that... it's changed the customer experience that consumers are demanding, right? So the fact that the millennial, I think it's like 50% of the workforce is they're saying is millennials at this point and becoming younger. And the folks that are in the workplace right now are, born with a smartphone in their hands, right? So, the need for immediate ability to access and have a seamless experience is real, and it's impacting the workforce. You know, we're seeing things like hot desking and, you know, working from home and remote workers and, you know, anywhere workers. Folks want to work when they're at the beach, but they want to be at the beach, right, and be able to have that flexibility. And so, I mean, I think that all of that is driving the overall. And then just, you know, again, you know, IoT and connected solutions across the board. You know, there have been some real pain points because of that demand. And I think that, you know, as we're seeing, you know, changes in, you know, cloud infrastructure and hybrid cloud and, you know, 5G, the introduction of 5G, we're going to see all of that simplified a little bit more. And who knows where we're going to be, you know, in a couple of years with that, you know, new next level experience for customers.
Well, you do see it in a unique position because you have that AV and the IT side that's in the core of your company. So what do you see as, what are the new investments that your team is making for 2020 and sort of what can we expect specifically?
Sure. Yeah. So we, so collaboration is a big deal. And you know, Synnex is, you're right. We have, all of the key brands, and we have also the end-to-end services and support structure in place to support our customers, and really drive that kind of cohesive, solution. So that's an area that definitely we see a lot happening there. Within the, you know, we are not backing away from anything in traditional AV or, in the digital signage space and the physical security space. We are doubling down in all of the areas where we've seen, you know, success over the past many years. One of the things that we started in 2019 and we're continuing into 2020 is just expanding our resources. And so in addition to these, you know, technical infrastructure investments that we're putting in place, we're also expanding our people, right? Because this is a, you know, yes, we are absolutely a large company. You know, we just released our earnings. We had a really good 2019, and we're very proud of the results that we were able to deliver. It is a personal experience for us, and that, you know, the visual solution space, the AV market, the UC market, it's a relationship driven business, and we're not losing sight of that. And so because of that, we've expanded, and another 10 people that we've put in the field. Going to our customers' offices and spending time with them and making sure that, you know, we understand where they need us and that we're stepping in quickly to help support them. The partnership that we formed with AVIXA, with the learning centers in 2019, we're expanding on that and delivering even higher level trainings for our customers at their request. So that's an area that we're certainly investing in pretty significantly. And then, you know, we talked a lot in 2019 about our subscription-based offering as it relates to digital signage and, you know, devices and meeting spaces and that type of thing. And that's an area that we continue to expand in as well. We're seeing the demand for those types of solutions increase. I don't think that we're anywhere near where it's going to be, but I think that, you know, in the next year or two, it's really going to take off, and we're going to see more and more of those types of needs in the market. And so we're positioned for that, and we're continue to invest there as well. And so, I think that the message is, you know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing, but we are constantly, working with our partners, working with our vendors, working with associations, trying to understand where there are opportunities for Synnex to come in and help, make this a simpler business and where we can help our partners succeed.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're interested in learning more or becoming a Synnex partner, just go to synnexcorp.com/US/visualsolve, VISUALSOLV. Of course, you can go to synnex.com and find VisualSolve as well. Sandy, I really appreciate you joining me. I'm going to actually link your LinkedIn profile in the description of this podcast in case you want to contact Sandy directly. She heads up all of that we just talked about on the AV side and the collaboration side. So there's a great opportunity for you to get engaged there. And I appreciate you joining me today.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Gary. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks. And of course, you can listen to the other podcast we did with Sandy. If you're interested in what we did earlier this last year, I should say 2019, go to ravepubs.com, click on the Rave Radio link, just search her name, Sandi. Thanks again for joining me today. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.